All right, guys, thanks very much. Bryce, you looked probably more comfortable in there running the offense than maybe many would have expected, considering the fact that you've gotten the fewest number of snaps and reps in practice of any of the quarterbacks. Did you surprise yourself even with how comfortable you looked, operating with a group of guys that you haven't had a lot of on-field time with?
No, man, I think that's the beauty of the system is it allows you to be comfortable. You know, you have, depending on, you know, what you're seeing defensively, you have places that you're supposed to go with the football. And so that's the whole deal about learning the offense, just knowing, you know, when you're seeing what you're seeing, where to go with the football. So every day that I get in there, I feel more and more comfortable about seeing those looks and knowing where I'm supposed to go with the football. And then, you know, just put it in those hands of those guys that make plays. So
one play that stood out, you had a run-heavy box at one point. You checked to a throw, a back shoulder throw down the sideline. Just talk about your development as a player and being comfortable in this offense to make that kind of check with me at the line call. The play clock's winding down. There's a lot of moving pieces, and then to execute it.
Yeah, that's where I've wanted to start seeing, or I guess what I've wanted to see from myself is you know, as year three, there's certain things that I see now that, you know, I didn't see rookie year, I didn't see last year, but it's starting to kind of come around. And so the beauty of that is, you know, I have coaches that believe in all three of us as quarterbacks to make those checks and get in the right plays. And so, you know, you got to love that as a quarterback. Get in those situations where, okay, a play didn't work out, we'll make it work. And that's, to me, the beauty of playing quarterback. And when you have that trust from the OC and quarterback coach and head coach, it goes a long way.
Last year, you started games. This year, you've lagged behind in terms of the number of practice reps of the three quarterbacks that you've gotten. Have you had to fight back any discouragement? And how have you done that, maintained a positive attitude you can go out there and perform?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's it's been tough. There's been tough times, but I think that, one, you know, my faith is, I know that there's a plan and there's a purpose for everything, and so that's something that's been rooted in me for a long time. And you know, also having, you know, a guy like Josh that's been in that situation, a guy that's really been in every situation you could possibly be in, and his really constant encouragement of, man, you're doing well, just keep grinding, it's a process, you know, and it's, you got to take it upon yourself to try and be, you know, a better quarterback today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter reps. It doesn't matter anything other than how you execute, your attitude at which you come in the building, and then, you know, who you are in the locker room. And so that's something I really pride myself in is to, they're going to make the best decision as to who's playing quarterback. So I just got to keep fighting, keep grinding, and then, you know, let you know, your play make your statement, not your face or your attitude.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. That's Bryce Petty, guys. Back to you.